Summer is winding down, and while the mercury mercifully begins to dip just a bit, students across Florida can almost hear that first morning bell creeping up behind them. And so can the teachers. August is typically the time when instructors are putting the finishing touches on lesson plans for the coming year. But what if that teacher is also a state lawmaker?
We have to miss a considerable amount of time during the school year when you pair up committee weeks with session.
This is Renee Plasencia, a Republican representative from Orlando. He works for the Orange County School District, but like former Representative Karen Castor Dental, he no longer works in the classroom.
So the district decided with Karen, as they decided with me, to pull me out of the classroom. And although I'm still an instructional employee, I work as an instructional employee at our school district office, which there's many of us that are instructional employees there that work as support for our teachers.
But for Democratic Senator Dwight Bullard, who teaches at Miami's Coral Reef High School, the solution was a little different.
Last year I was team teaching, so it was myself and another teacher, so that when I left to go to session, there wasn't a learning loss because both teachers have been in the classroom the entire time.
But both lawmakers admit the inclusion of a special session above and beyond their ordinary commitments is a strain. Bullard worries he might miss the first day of school, something he says hasn't happened in his 15-year career. And they share concerns about the cost of session.
I don't get paid salary anymore. You know, it's taxpayer-funded as a school board, as a teacher. And so, you know, it's not, it wouldn't be very ethical for me to be collecting a paycheck if I'm not actually at work. So I get paid hourly now.
And it's not just teachers who might feel a pinch with the extra session. Republican Bob Cortez of Altamonte Springs runs a wrecking and a busing company when he's not serving in the Florida House.
We had to make some changes. I had to bring some people in to take care of the office while I was not there. Since we just went to one session, we're just going to have to repeat exactly what we did. But it's somewhat of a burden. However, when I took this job, I took it with the understanding that even though it might seem a part-time, this is nowhere near part-time. This is all the time, full-time.
But Cortez counts himself lucky to have a staff as committed to their job as he is to his.
When they know that I'm going to be away, they step it up also, and they stay out and work overtime the way they see it. If the boss is working overtime in the legislature, then so will they.
Plasencia, Bullard, and Cortez aren't on their chamber's redistricting committees, so they won't have to be on hand for anything besides the scheduled floor sessions where the entire body comes together to discuss proposed maps. But whatever arrangements lawmakers have to make, they're busy making them, so they can be on hand come Monday, August 10th, even if, like Plasencia, they'll have to get back on the road to make it home for work on Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.